Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a friend, T-Bone Freedom, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are on the air live. Glory to God. What an awesome day it is to be here in the Lord on today. So I'm going to go ahead on, amen. And with our announcements on today, I want you to make sure that you keep these announcements in mind, because this is ministry with you in mind. And you know, there's nothing you can do. You can't beat God giving. Glory to God. So when he wants to give you something or give out, amen, glory to God, information on how you can get more word and listen to the word of God coming from the radio programs, then amen, you need to get on and get in a hurry and listen. There's a word from the Lord for you. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to make sure you tune in every Tuesday night. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, One Word from the Lord. Glory to God. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you to listen if you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, or you need a coach to help you to get to that next level. I want you to go on Facebook and inbox them and leave them a message, and they'll get back with you. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They'll be on Facebook. So you can go over there and you can leave them a message, or if you don't know how to get in contact with them on Facebook, any of us, amen, that you are connected with us on Facebook, any of the YT members, we will get you to the right one. So I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and get in where you fit in. Hallelujah. And then I want to encourage you on Wednesday night. We have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. A powerful woman of God. Preaches, teaches, prays, just prays our house down. When you leave that show, whatever problem you came with, you won't have it whenever you leave. So I encourage you to listen to Elder every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. We're here. This is ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a little 30-minute break. And then after that, you'll hear the second half. It'll be the Hour of Power. It'll be Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to go over and hear what the Lord is saying, because she tell it just like it is. Don't sugarcoat nothing over here. It's time out for sugarcoating. It's time to just tell God's people the truth. The truth of the matter is, and the truth of the word of God. Glory to God. I know you say, well, I've heard that before. Well, you're going to keep hearing it and keep hearing it. Glory to God. I can't account for anybody else, but we are accountable to what we do over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I always tell them, I'm not responsible for how you treat me, but I am responsible for the way I react to you. Glory to God. So that's the way you do it. And if you keep that in mind and you say, well, I got to react in a way, you know, that's pleasing to the Lord. So sometimes you can get all out of socket, all out of pocket. But you want to make sure that you stay where you need to be and doing what you need to do. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hear Minister Elaine, because it's an awesome, she prays the house, amen. Glory to God. She preaches, teaches, and tells it just like it is. And I want to encourage you again to buy the book. She is an author, and you can find a copy of her book on Amazon, and you also get a free Kindle. Now, you know those Kindles are expensive, but just think about it. If you ever purchase another e-book, then guess what? You already have from Amazon. You already have your Kindle. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead and purchase her book, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. It's in the midst, coming soon. just continue in the Lord's word and get ready, because guess what? It is coming. And you don't want to be left behind whenever, she hits that, the $1 million mark. And you said, well, I didn't get volume one, volume two from Amazon. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe she has some hard copies for you. That's all I can tell you. Glory to God. But don't miss out. Go ahead and get your copy. Hallelujah. And see what the Lord is saying. It's a good read. And you can take it, you can go and download it on your phone and just think about it on your break. When you go to work, if you just want a little encouragement and want an inspirational word, you can pull it up real quick and read it. Glory to God. And it'll give you the rest of that, what you need to get along that day. Because we all need something sometimes to get along that day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to open up my line at this time for prayer. If you desire prayer, I want you to go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. I don't want you to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what's your prayer request? We have a caller. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 05. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew. Caller, you are live and on the air. What's your prayer request?
My prayer request is for you to pray for my pastor, our Bishop Carl McCone, Church Dothan, Alabama. He lost his sister last month. He lost his brother and his nephew this week.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray, Father God, that you will strengthen them where they're weak, God, and build them where they're torn down, Lord. We know sometimes, Father, we don't understand it, but God, we know that you sit high and you look low, God. But you know, Lord, what's this. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, right now. We say strengthen the families, Lord God. Clothe them in their right mind, God, and give them everything that they need, Lord God. Give them the peace that they need, Lord, to get through what they have to go through, Father. Because only you know, Lord God. You said you are the peace keeper, Lord, and you are the peacemaker. So, Father, we ask you right now to lay your hands on this bishop, Lord God, and his family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in a mighty way, Father, because we know only you can do it, Father. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Let the peace of God rest on them like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will continue to keep him, amen, in our prayer. Thank you, caller. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The line is still open for prayer. If there's anyone else that desires prayer, would you press the 1 and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, we're going to go on. Amen. You know, God is good and he is worthy. Hallelujah. Just, amen. Just remember to pray. Amen. And I say, don't only pray for your boy no more. You can always pray for your family. Yes, if they need prayer. Yes, you do. But reach out to somebody else, you know, and say, well, you know what? I need to pray for them. You know, I need to pray for them. I need to pray for them. And you know what? You'll forget all about what you're going through praying for other people. Yes, but you make it known in your prayer time of, you know, what you're asking God for and what you need. Yes, you do that. But you don't always, every time you go for a Lord, well, God, I need this and I need that. And I need this and I need that. You have to back up a minute and say, Lord, I need to pray for these people because I see what's going on. Lord, I need to pray over here. And he will also drop people in your spirit, you know, to pray for. And that's what you do because if we're helpful one to another, you know, prayer helps and prayer still works. Prayer ain't lost. It's savor nor it's flavor. It's just that sometimes people don't want. They ought to pray. Glory to God. You know, and some said, well, I prayed about this and I prayed about that. Well, let me ask you a question. You got to look at, amen, look at your track record. That's what I say. And see how you're living. Yes, he hears everything you pray. But, you know, you can't live like hell and expect heaven's blessing. You got to be right, glory to God. You got to live a righteous lifestyle of living. That's where we at now. Live that righteous lifestyle. just take a step back and say, Lord, am I doing all I can do, all I know how to do? Can I pray for these people, Lord God, or all for it? What's going on? Or I'm not, my prayers are not being answered. They're being hindered. Just take a step back. You know, we always need to do a self-examination. Let me get it right now. Hey, glory to God. We always need to do a self-examination to make sure that we are in line with his word. You know, he said effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, you know, our prayers aren't effective. We have to make sure that we're living right in order for our prayers to go out and heal those that need healing, and it can cover those that need covering. Because I'm sure, glory to God, somebody can use your prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on down the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, right now, Lord God, for everything that you've done and all that you're about to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those that need a healing on this line, God. We ask you to comfort, Lord God, and give them peace. Give them their joy back, Lord God, what the enemy has stolen from them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, you're everything that we need, all the things that we need, Lord. All we have to do is ask, Lord. And you said you ask, and it shall be given, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, right now, Father God, for everything, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord God, for clothing them in their right mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the transition, Lord. Let it be an easy transition in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we pray for the mothers, Lord. The mothers, Lord God, who are raising their children up by themselves. Even the fathers that are raising the children up by themselves, Lord. We know school is getting ready to start. Let them not lack not one thing that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Because you said, you're God, that you'll provide everything. All we got to do is ask, and it shall be given good measures. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, Lord, I know you'll do it. Press down, Lord God. Shaking together, Lord God. Oh, my God. So, Father God, we just thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. Father God, we just thank you, God, for the word of God that's coming forth on today, Lord. Let it heal, let it deliver, and let it set free. Let them know, Lord, that you're in control. You're in charge. Nothing catches you by surprise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because everything that goes on in the earth, Lord God, you already know. You've already seen it before it even happens. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the children that are going back to school, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will put your hedge of protection around the schools, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Let the people, Lord God, let the staff be alert of what's going on, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let nothing, Lord God, oh my God, get through, Lord, that they don't see in the name of Jesus. Let them see through your eyes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high, because if it had not been for you, Lord, on this day, we wouldn't be here. So, Lord God, we thank you, God. We pray right now, Lord God, for those that are lonely. Oh, my God, my God. Lord, you said, Lord God, you'll be everything that they need you to be. All they got to do is call on you, God, saying, Lord God, well, you're not right here. I can't touch you. Yes, you can. Glory to God. You can touch heaven with your prayers. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. He'll bring you that comfort. He'll give you that peace that will surpass all understanding and make that loneliness go away in the name of Jesus. Because guess what? That's a trick of the enemy that's trying to get you to step into a place where God is not ready for you to step. Oh, my God. So, Father, we come against the tricks that the enemy tried to plant in the mind of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The enemy will try to play tricks on you. So just be careful. Hallelujah. I know you're saying, you know, I want this. I want this woman and I want this man. And I just be careful. Hallelujah. always pray. He's a man of always pray and faint not. Glory to God. But sometimes when you send your prayers up, you don't give him time to answer. You go ahead and say, okay, that's it. You know, I mean, you know, God, he didn't say nothing, so I guess it's okay. But did he answer you? Hallelujah. If you got a peace about it, then yes. Hallelujah. But if you're uneased about it, then you need to just hold on. Glory to God. And wait. You got to learn how to wait. You know, sometimes you turn, just think about it, you turn the microwave on and hallelujah, sometimes you turn it on a certain, amen, power level, and the power level hasn't even ran out yet. And you're like, oh my gosh, you just need to hurry up now. Oh, this is the microwave. Hurry up. Well, understand, you got to give it time to run out. If this thing said cook it for what, an hour and 20 minutes, then you need to wait an hour and 20 minutes. Then you open it up and then what? Sometimes it ain't ready. So, oh, it ain't hot yet. Well, you did not let it go all through the process. Hallelujah. And that's the way he is. You got to let God go. God take you through the process to get where you need to go and get who he has for you. You can't just want to go ahead and get it right then, because guess what? They may not be ready. Hallelujah. They may just be half ready. But he don't give nothing half done. Glory to God. You know, there was an old saying, the old people used to say, my God don't do nothing half, you know what, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, I know some of y'all know that, but y'all figure the rest of that out. But understand, you got to wait and go through the process, okay? Amen, glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get into our message on today. If you would, turn with me to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, glory to God, hallelujah, we serve an awesome God. And the title of my message on today is When the Heat is Turned Up. You know, sometimes, yeah, we know summertime and we've been having a lot of hot weather here. And the heat has been turned up. Heat index 110, 112, and heat is turned up. But when this fire is turned up, glory to God, when the heat is turned up, what are you going to do? Let's see what happened here in this story. It's a familiar story to some, I know. Glory to God. But let's just see what happened here. Now, I'm going to start at the first verse. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was three score cubits, and the breadth thereof six cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Now, you know, he made an image. He made a golden image. That's what it was. And he wanted people to worship it. So let's read on down just a little bit further. We're going to talk about it. Verse 2. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of province, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. You see right here, he set up his own God. That's what it was. You know, you better be careful who you bow down to now. You better listen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people can set stuff up. Well, you know what? That looks pretty good over there. I'm going to go on over there. Yeah, they over there serving that and that. And sometimes you can set up your own golden images. You want your cars to be your God. You want anything to just be your own God. But that ain't the way it should be. It ain't the one God. Glory to God. And that's the God in heaven. That's the one that you serve. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 3. Then the princesses, the governors and captains, the judges and treasurers, and the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. You see, what you think they were going to do? They were going to bow down to it. You see, and because he was the king and he had gave them told them what he wanted them to do, they were going to have to bow down or he may have killed them. You know, you got to remember, be careful who you bow down to. Glory to God. You know, the Bible said reverence no man but God. Hallelujah. So here's the thing. You don't have to bow down to me. But yes, you have to do what your leaders ask you to do if ain't no sin in it. I tell them all the time, not my leaders, but I tell them in the workplaces, listen, if there's something you want me to do, then I'll do that. I said, but if it's sin in it, then I said, you shall. Glory to God. I mean, I just tell the truth. I'm not going to do nothing, amen, glory to God, that's not pleasing to the Lord. No. Not and I know it. And that's what I tell them. I said, okay, you want me to do this, this, this? I said, okay, I'll do this, this, this. But if it's some sin in it, then you don't have to do it. But you do have to obey. If they tell you to do something, then yes, you have to do it. You have to remember that. Then and Herod, this is one of the messengers that he go and delivers the messages to the people. Cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sax, but psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Now he was telling me, what you gonna do when you hear, you need to fall down and worship this golden image. You know, you don't have to do that. He said, reverence no man but God. Glory to God. But you do have to obey. And there's a difference. See, some fall, they be worshiping, you know, the man and the woman. No, He said, give honor where honor is due, but you give glory to God. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to fall down on your knees, hallelujah, and do that, glory to God, because that is not what he's saying. So be careful. And then you worship your car, and somebody just walk by your car, hallelujah, oh, my God. You just, oh, my God. And then, hallelujah, I've seen that before. I won't say that, but I've seen that before. And you can say, oh, man, they're jealous of me. They don't want me to have a new car. They don't want me to. They care less because they don't want their payment. Hallelujah. You can go and get a whole car factory if you want to. Hallelujah. People ain't going to be jealous of it. They're going to say, well, I don't want their payment. No, they don't want all that. Glory to God. It's not that they're jealous sometimes. And I thought about this, too. And I thought about this as I was studying. Because sometimes people just want to see if they may be in the car buying mood. And what they want to do is see, you know, what cars are around them. Because I was like that. I walk around and say, well, you know what? Instead of looking online, and some people may not like to look online, they like to see it, you know. You're up close and personal. Let's keep it like that. You know, it's not that they don't want you to have it. They want to see if that's what they want. Maybe they want to go and get a different color. Maybe they want to go and get one just like it. Maybe they want to go, amen, and see if it's in a price range that they can afford. You just never know. So you have to be careful about choosing people falsely, because it's not that. It's not that they don't want you to have what you got. It's just that they may want something such as, and they're looking around to see what they like. Because I've had people say, well, you know what? I said, I like your car. I said, okay, thank you. You know, and they'll ask you questions and, you know, little questions about it and different stuff. And I tell them, yeah, you know, I said, no, yeah, whatever. You know, and I'm going on. I don't think that they ever, you know, didn't want me to have it, because it didn't matter, because they didn't have to pay for it. And that's just it. So let's move on. So just be careful about accusing people falsely. And whoso falleth down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So he said, if you don't fall down and you don't worship this golden image, they're going to cast you in the fiery furnace. You see, you don't have to do that. You don't have to bend your knees down there to worship nobody. But if you're down praying on your knees to the Lord thy God, then that's a different story. But don't fall down on your knees worshiping no image. You know, some people worship their cars. And like I said, I use cars because I see that thing that's coming up a lot. You know, just because somebody walked by a car, you know, or something like that, I see it. Man, get out, you know. They may have just brushed up against it. Man, you know, you brushed my car. Oh, my God. Then they want to break out in a fight just because they brushed the car. Glory to God. Well, I say park way down at the bottom, you know, so nobody won't get close to you, and you got to worry about a brush. You should be all out there in la-la land by yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But who did not bow down to this image, he was saying, they're going to cast you in a fiery furnace. Don't let nobody put you in no furnace just because you won't bow down to them. Don't let nobody put you in, amen, in a furnace and turn the heat up on you. Let's read it right here in verse 7. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sounds of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Now just think about it. If they hadn't, he probably would have had them killed. Just think about it, because he was the king. He could tell them whatever he tell them they had to do. Glory to God. Well, let me ask you a question, amen. You just Amen. You can write this down and keep it fresh in your mind. Do you do what God tells you to do sometimes? Hallelujah. What you think about it? Do you do it sometimes or do you do it all the time? You have to learn to have an obedient spirit. Now, see this man right here. They don't bow down to him because he done built this image. But what about God? And God tells you, well, I need you to go over there, and I need you to take her sister Sarah a little something. She asked me, Lord, bring me something. I need some groceries. Or, Lord, I need a few dollars to get by. And God laid you, hallelujah, laid her on your heart. Did you do that? But sometimes people say, no, that ain't nothing but the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, he'll tell you what to say. If you listen, God will lead you and guide you. When you say leading, when you do the scripture, say, Lord, I want you to lead me and guide me, Lord God, into all spiritual truth. And you want him to lead you and guide you, amen, to who to give to and who not to give to. Because some people are kind artists. You are right. And if somebody asks you, say, hey, can you give me a couple of dollars to give me something to eat? Well, if you're going already in the restaurant, say, you know what? What do you want to eat? And you get them a sandwich or get them, amen, a meal or whatever it is. Then you don't have to worry about them spending the money getting something else. That's what you do. And they say, well, no, I don't want you to buy me that. Just give me a few dollars. And that's when you go the other way. Glory to God. Well, you wanted to feed them. That's what you're going to do. But you ain't want to see them hungry. But if they tell you, no, that's all right. That's all right. You ain't got to do it. No, don't give it to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll just take the money, and that's all right. Because you say you were hungry, then I'm trying to feed you. Glory to God. Wherefore, at that time, certain shouts came near and accused the Jews. See how people accuse people. Glory to God. See, that's just the way it is. People nowadays, yes, you accuse people of doing things. Amen. You don't even know the story. You just see the glory. They spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth down, not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. You see right here, see, they were telling on them, you're going to meet the boys. Hallelujah. You're going to meet the boys that would not bow down. Will you bow down, hallelujah, to a golden image? Will you worship something else? He says in Exodus 23:5, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. So he said, don't do it. You know, some people have even made their clothes their God. Oh, nobody can't have clothes like I got. Oh, I got it like this. And that's just stuff. Because understand me, we are living this life to live again. And understand whenever we leave here, amen, on this earth, amen, and we get ready to go home to the Father, all that ain't going with you. Hallelujah. Yeah, he gave it to us to enjoy. Make sure your clothes, yes, look nice, yes. Hallelujah. And your hair look nice. And, you know, got on a wig, make it look nice, whatever. Glory to God. But understand, don't make those things your God. Even your money, don't make your money your God. Because it can be here today and gone tomorrow. Glory to God. It can be all gone in just a hot second. You know, because some people, I know, here we go. But, you know, they won't even want to pay their tithes and their offering, and they don't want to I'm not bashing anybody. I just say the heavy hitters. That's what they think, glory to God. They're thinking if they give to them, then they want the other ones, you know, they don't have to worry about giving to them. Oh, they just a little this, a little that. But you got to look at this. You got to look at who you get a prayer through and look at who you can touch personally, you know, because some people you can't touch. Okay, just say it like that. Glory to God. Now, my apostle and my pastor, you can touch them. Because they came all the way from there down to little Auburn, Alabama. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they opened the door. Hallelujah. To call the saints in. Tell them to come in. All those who were heavy laden. They said, come on in. You can touch. That's what you need. Someone you can touch. It's good to give there and everywhere. Yes. But, you know, you got to be careful about where you're giving your money in this season. Because if it ain't good ground, you don't want to plant your money that ain't good ground. I'm just saying it like that, not bashing nobody, no ministry. I ain't calling out none. So don't y'all go on that YouTube and things and say I did, because I didn't. I'm just saying, you want to make sure that they can get a prayer through for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thou God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. See right here, they wasn't afraid because they knew who was in charge. They knew who they had to praise and worship. They knew what he can do. They knew that they weren't even worried about his little furnace. Glory to God. Do you worry about the furnace when the heat is turned up? You know, sometimes on your job, they want you to do the wrong thing, you know, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go on and do this. You know, do you think about it? Because it's sin. Hallelujah. If you do it and you know it's sin, you might have to just walk away and say, that's sin, and I'm not doing that. Because I'm going to have to answer to God and not you. And I'm going to tell you, his wrath is much more than you taking away them few dollars that you're paying me. Glory to God. So you have to really make some choices. You have to sometimes make some hard business decisions. You don't want to go and give up on him, glory to God, and just go ahead and do the wrong thing. That's the thing about it. You know, a lot of times, you know, people don't grow in the ministry because they just want to have this get over spirit. They don't even, you know, really they don't even do good in the world because they always want to get over on somebody instead of doing the right thing. I remember there's this, well, I'm going to tell it like this. There's this one person, hallelujah, nameless, and they always say, hold up, wait a minute, hold up, let me retract that. Don't start me lying now. They said, don't start me lying, hold up, no, that ain't right. No, and if I said something and it ain't what they said, they said, no, that's not what I said. I said, okay, I'm sorry, what did you say? And so they'll retell it. In other words, they're trying to get it right because they know they've got to live this life to live again, so they try to be on the up and up. So that's what you better learn in these days, hallelujah. Just don't give in and don't bow down to things that you know ain't right. You know they ain't right. Glory to God. And then you take such pity on them people over there, and they're doing all these wrong things, and then you say, well, you know, they can't help it. Yeah, they did. You know, now the Bible is on your phone, it's on the radio, it's on the TV, it's everywhere. So when Jesus returns, you can't say, well, Lord, I didn't know, I didn't hear that word. No, you didn't hear it because you shut it out. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. He was mad because they didn't bow down and do what he told them to do. Glory to God. He was really mad. He was furious. He got upset, hallelujah, with them because they didn't bow down to his golden image. You don't have to bow down to sin. Don't bow down to sin. If you know something's right, then, lady, you better stand up for what's right. Hallelujah. Don't put yourself in such a predicament. Stand up for what's right. Hallelujah. You know, nowadays, people are calling the right wrong and the wrong right. Glory to God. They got it twisted. But don't bow down to those things. 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Let's see what they said to him. Now, if ye be ready that at the time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? You see what I'm talking about? He didn't know. He didn't know. They don't know the God you serve. Hallelujah. They don't know the God you serve. When that fire turned up on your job, who you serve? Instead of saying, well, them people, you know, them folks, they always at me. No, I'm going to turn the heat up and turn it on them and say, Lord, Let me help you out right here, Lord. This is it. You need to help. Because it just ain't right. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. That ain't right, Lord. It's not right. Because there were some situations, amen, that came about. And I said, Lord, hold up. This ain't right. And I went in prayer on it. I prayed, amen, that night. I went back the next day. Guess what? They had changed that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to say that it was changed. He did it in an instant. And then the person said, what happened? I said, I put prayer on it, and it worked. Glory to God. When you pray, you got to believe what you're praying for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't believe what you're praying for, then you might as well not pray. I'm just shooting my mouth. I'm just a tickling cymbal. Hallelujah. Making noise in it. I ain't believing it. But if I pray, I'm going to believe that it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. When we meet, amen, and I say this, when we meet, amen, on Tuesdays, hallelujah, and I encourage y'all to come on, go get online and inbox them. I'm excited about what God's going to do. I'm excited about what he's already done. Because I see him doing some more great and mighty things, and amen, with the ministry and different things. You think he ain't going to do it? Yes, he is. Because everybody done labored for this. And we're waiting now. Amen. We already, the cake was already cut whenever they came up to Auburn. That was it. That cut the cake. They on the move now. Hallelujah. If you need them in your town, amen. Give up, hit them up on Facebook. But I tell you now, you got to set them up good. Now, don't just call and want me to come for free. No, it don't have for free. Let me help you out. No freebies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know God is a good paymaster, but he also tells us that we need to make sure that they are taken care of. Yes. So that's what you do. If you need them, go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know that you want them to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got, like I said, set them up good. Hallelujah. Don't, I'm going to have a talk with you. That's just it. But let's move on. Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. And that's what they told him. They weren't worried about that. Said, no, our God going to deliver us out of the fire. You know, when you go through the fire gets so hot, he's going to deliver you out. He will. You got to believe it. Don't lay down. If you have situations that happen and things that come up, hey, man, here's the thing. You know, when I say this, I piggyback on what we are taught, because guess what? We taught the word, and we taught nothing but good, sound doctrine. That's just the way it is. When our pastor, he told me, listen, you're going to a job to get your paycheck. Hallelujah. You're not going to a job to make friends. You're not. That's what he told us. But you know, you have to be cordial to everybody. You know, you don't have to be their friend. If you get paid, you go home. Just forget about it. Nobody got to call you. Anybody got to do none of that. Ring your digits. None of that. You ain't got to go out and eat. None of that. Hallelujah. You go home. You don't go to a job to make friends like that. You're going to your job to do whatever you're supposed to do. Do your job and go home. And stop saying, well, you know, I know they don't like me and they don't this and that. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Just go ahead, and if he told you to give them a word, give it to them. Will they like it? Let me help you out. Probably not. Then they're going to go and say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You think it is. You think it is. No, I don't think it. I know it. When you become positively positive, then you got to know what you know that you know. When you're preaching from this word, you know that you know that you know. When you have been taught the word of God and taught what to do and taught what to say and what to do, you know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thou God nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. He said, no, that we are not going to do it. That's just it. They wasn't going to bow down to what he was saying bow down to. So you have to be careful what you're bowing down to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're going to bow down to pick up some, you know, maybe something off the floor, that's fine. You know, You're going to bow down and say, Lord, I'm going to pray to you, Lord. That's fine. But don't bow down, hallelujah, to images. Don't set your car up as images. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Some even, you know, make children their image, their golden image. They do. Well, you know, little JoJo don't do nothing. I know my child. How many times have I heard that? When them children, when you turn the corner and go home, them children turn the other corner and go to school. They'll do anything them other kids do. And that's just the truth of the matter is. That's just it. Hallelujah. Well, I know he didn't do that or she didn't. No, you don't know that for real, for real. Hallelujah. And then when they show it to him, you know, on camera, they show it to him. Well, I don't know why he must have got it from school because he didn't get it. Oh, Lord Jesus. How many times? Hallelujah. No, it was in him all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just stop saying what they won't do and just say, Lord, I need you to help me, Lord God, to raise these children to do the right thing. Glory to God. Especially the single mothers and the single men. Yes, you ask God to help you. And guess what? He will help you. Then, while Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, he was mad again. And the form of his vision was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should hear the furnace. I'm sorry, they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was, won't be heated. In other words, he was telling them, amen, to heat it up. Go ahead and turn it up 7 times more. Heat it up. He had got mad because they would not bow down to him. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people get mad because you don't bow down to them. But that just wasn't going to work. Hallelujah. They knew who their God was. You got to know who you are and who you belong to. And I understand that now. It took me a long time to get there, but I understand that. Some things happen. You got to know that you know that you know that you are, hallelujah, you are a child of God. You belong to him, hallelujah. You don't belong to people. I don't come on this radio, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, just because. I come on this radio expecting you to get the word that you need from him, not me, hallelujah. Just push me out to the side. It's all about a man named Jesus. It's all about spreading the gospel to the nation. Glory to God. It has nothing to do with me. Let's move on. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hoses, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. You see right there? He was so mad, he said, throw them in there. Go ahead and throw them in there. Glory to God. So that's just what they did. They threw them in there. They heated it up, and they threw them in there. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, you know what? It burnt them, hallelujah, was so hot. So you know that fire was hot. Sometimes that fire will get hot. You'll go through stuff after stuff after stuff after stuff after stuff. But understand, when the fire gets too hot, glory to God, you better lift your hand up, hallelujah, to the Most High God. Don't bow down, hallelujah. You know, he'll send his little imps to heat the fire up. He'll have this one over here talk about you, glory to God. He'll have this one over here to go ahead and tell you what they're saying. Then that one over there, glory to God, hallelujah. They're the main ones that talk about you over here with this one. Then they're going to make sure that you come back not knowing what that person said, hallelujah, exactly, but they're going to come back, hallelujah, glory to God, and wait on you to say something about them so they can go ahead and pick it back, turn it around, and take it back to them. And then the fire gets hot. Well, I heard you say it, hallelujah. That's a bad place to be right there, glory to God. And that is a real bad place to be. The fire get too hot. Next thing you know, this happened, hallelujah. Oh, my God. This heartbreak now. The washing machine I broke down. Glory to God, hallelujah. The children acting up. The husband acting out. All the wives is acting up. Food. Glory to God. Just everything is coming apart. Hallelujah. That's when your fire, amen, it ramps up. Then what you going to do? Are you going to bow down and say, well, you know what? I guess this is the way it's supposed to be. No, you better go and pray and say, I know a God that sits high and he looks low. He said, everything that I go through, hallelujah, he will be in the midst of that fire. Good God Almighty. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down. They were bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Sometimes you may feel bound just because things get to happen and everything is going on. But guess what? You better know, like I said, know that you know that you know who you belong to. Know that you know that you know that he can bring you out. Know that you know that you know that no fire lit that you can't put out. Know that you know that you know it don't matter what he said, she said, he did, and he did over there. No, you better know that you know. Let's move on. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men down into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Oh, when he looked in there, he saw, hallelujah, they were bound. Understand, they were bound. Hallelujah. In other words, they were tied and they threw them in there and they failed. Just think about it. Hallelujah. They were in that fire. He answered and said, no, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire and they have no hurt. In other words, was nothing burnt on them. Was nothing wrong with them. So they saw something else in the fire with them. So understand when you got a fire, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's right there with you. He never said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's when we got to remember to put that word on the matter. You know, we forget all about the word whenever fires get to coming and they get hot and different things get to happen. Glory to God. We forget all about what he said. I remember he told me, amen. He said, you know, things used to happen. And the Lord told me, amen, years ago, he said, you know what? Because I used to have a fear. Amen. Yes, I had a fear. I don't have it no more. But I had a fear of always being inside the road. Hallelujah. Vehicles breaking down and being inside the road and all kinds of stuff. I used to fear those things. But he told me, he spoke and told me, he said, you will never be inside the road. Hallelujah. I mean, I will always be in a place where I will be protected. I will always be in a place where I can get felt killing instantly. So, amen, glory to God. So I went on in this, amen, and I had a flat tire, glory to God. And he allowed me, hallelujah, to get to where I had to get to a safe place, hallelujah. When I came, a matter of fact, the tire did not go flat until I pulled up in at the gas station because I was right in the middle, amen, of some heavy traffic. But the tire did not go flat until I turned into the gas station. Then the tire went flat. Now, you know that air supposedly went out of that tire right then. So I got out and I said, man, I heard it. I said, it's got to be a flat tire because I heard a loud pop. So I looked, hallelujah, and it had a big hole right in the top of it. Now, you know that tire supposed to be flat before I got off that highway. But he allowed me. See, God is faithful to that he promised. So we got to remember, when we are in the fire, he's going to be in that world. So stop bowing down to anything, glory to God. And know that you know that you know, no matter what happens, he's going to be with me all the way. No matter what it looks like, he's going to be with me and help me through. He's going to put the water on the fire that needs to be put out. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. See, he didn't leave them in there alone. Glory to God. He didn't just say, okay, go ahead. And when you throw them in there, let them burn. No, let's see what happens. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, captains, and kings, councils, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head single, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. In other words, they hadn't smelled like smoke. Their coats went black and glory to God, hallelujah, my God. They didn't lose not nothing. They didn't even smell it, hallelujah, like no fire. It doesn't burn them. You know they're supposed to be scorched, hallelujah. But guess what? Because he took care of them in the midst of that fire. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel and delivered him and his servant out of the trusted that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, and they might not serve nor worship any god except their own god. You see right here, after God showed up, hallelujah, glory to God, and showed up, now he wanna tell everybody, you know, leave him alone, because he didn't want what was going to happen to him if he didn't touch him again. There's no telling what would have happened. You see, when God show up and he show out, glory to God, hallelujah, then you give glory to God. You reference him, hallelujah. Don't bow down to man, hallelujah. But God uses man in the earth now. You know whenever you need something, he lay you on somebody's heart to bring it to you. Take it. Don't think it's evil. Hallelujah. You think somebody going to bring you some money and say, oh, Lord, I'm going to get this evil money. No, I'm going to take it. Say, Lord, bless you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, oh, Lord, have they got any more to give me? Hallelujah. My God, my God. So don't think it's evil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, what I learned, we don't walk by our feelings. We got to stay connected to him to know what is wrong and what's right. Hallelujah. That's why you got to know. I said that you got to know, and I said again, you got to know, and I said again, you got to know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. See, when you stand for God, he'll promote you. Glory to God. When you do the right thing, he'll promote you. Glory to God. Look what he did to them. He promoted. Glory to God. So remember, don't bow down. Hallelujah. And when the fire get hot, call on him, because he's the one that's going to come, and he's going to pour the water on the fire. Now, if you're calling on, call on some Holy Ghost fire to burn it up. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost fire come in, and the situations that you're going through, it'll burn up, glory to God. Anything, hallelujah, it's not like him. Because look what happened. And then they got promoted because they were doing the right thing. So just remember, when you go to a job, you're going, amen, to get your check. You're going, amen, to get your benefits. And then guess what? Whenever it's clock time to go home, it's time to go home, hallelujah. I tell them all the time. I used to tell them all the time. Hallelujah. I said, no, I said, when I go home, I'm going home with me, God, and Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what my mom used to always say. She said, yeah, I'm here. I'm here. She said, I'm here sitting in the chair, me, God, and Jesus, watching TV. Hallelujah. It was so funny. I was all right then. You got the best one you can have watching TV with you. I tell you. But that's it. That's what you do. Hallelujah. You're not going there for people to like you. You're not going there, hallelujah, to try to make a name for yourself. But you're growing, hallelujah. So you get your check and going on to the house. Hallelujah. When you get paid, just going on to the house. Yes, you be cordial. Well, how you doing today? You okay? Good. Hallelujah. You have a good weekend? Yes. You know, all is well. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what you do. But don't get stuck on it. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? She must don't like me. She don't like me the way I dress, or she don't like me what I got on, or she don't like what I'm wearing. Or forget all that. Who cares? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't care about that? Hallelujah. Because God may want you to use you, amen, to tell them something. And if you're stuck on yourself, you can't tell them nothing. If you think somebody's always after you, you can't tell them nothing. Because they don't think you're a stuffed shirt. And they ain't gonna want to hear what you got to say. Just be cordial. Be friendly. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. We serve a right now awesome God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We have a few minutes left. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, I'm going to open up this line one more time. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. When the fire gets turned, when the heat is turned up, glory to God. Nobody press the one, hallelujah, so we're going to go ahead on and get ready, hallelujah. I want to pray out to, amen, give the invitation, sorry, to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon your sin, hallelujah, I preach myself happy, good God Almighty. I want you, amen, to repeat after me, give your life to Christ. Because you mean more than him, hallelujah, than just money. You mean more to him, hallelujah, than clothes. You mean more to him than cars and trucks and, hallelujah, anything, hallelujah. You mean so much to him, and he wants you, hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to salvation, and I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. I repent of everything that I've done, Father God, and I give my life to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Somebody caught that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to go ahead and hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages, Martha Williams and Prophetess Martha Williams. Glory to God. So go ahead and hit me up, inbox me, and I will tell you the what next. Hallelujah. Because it's only an hour show, so we can't tell you everything, but you can inbox me. Amen. If you have a prayer request, inbox me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we have some upcoming things that get ready, because God has, amen, God has spoken, and he has turned us loose, amen. When they ordained us, they said, go out. Hallelujah. So that's what we're getting ready to do, go out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you have any prayer requests, you can go ahead and inbox. Hallelujah. And I will get back with you, and I will pray with you. Yes, I will. And glory to God. If you have, amen, if you want to know about the ministries, hallelujah, just go ahead and inbox me, and I will get back with you on that. Now, the doors are open. Hallelujah. So don't let the doors close. You wish you had and should and could have. The doors are open. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now. I'm going to give the benediction, but I want you to make sure you tune in, because Minister Elaine Jackson is coming up next, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. You got 30 minutes, and then she'll be coming up next. You need some soda. Get you some Coke, get you some ginger ale, you can get some water, hallelujah, some juices, whatever you may want, hallelujah, and listen to the word that's coming up next. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.